This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congress is stuck in a debate over the next coronavirus aid package. One division between the Democratic House and the Republican Senate is whether it should help DACA recipients. The CARES Act did not. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports on how some Colorado universities are trying to make up for that.
Estefany Peña Figueroa came to the U.S. as a child. She's now a public health student graduating from MSU Denver this summer. The school received just over $7 million from the CARES Act to help students struggling to pay their bills in the pandemic. But Peña Figueroa, a DACA recipient, understood early she wouldn't be included.
I wasn't expecting anything from federally funded programs, just because of past experiences.
When the pandemic hit, Peña Figueroa's mother lost her job as a chef, and her stepfather's construction hours decreased. Now, she's become the dependable breadwinner of her family, working at the school as an immigrant services program assistant.
We contribute to the economy. We pay our taxes. We work here. We're good citizens. You know, we respect the law. We still don't get that type of support from the government.
MSU has a large immigrant student body and is taking steps on its own to help them. The school raised over $67,000 for its Dreamer Emergency Fund. Michael Benitez is Vice President for Diversity and Inclusion at MSU Denver.
The DACA students and undocumented students in particular, they're among the hardest hit. It's really unfortunate that the Department of Education has decided not to allow for us to support them.
But there are plenty in Congress who believe that during this crisis, taxpayer money should only be used for American citizens. Colorado Republican Representative Ken Buck introduced legislation that would withhold federal support from state and local governments that use federal money to provide economic stimulus to their undocumented residents. But MSU's Benitez says, for his school, ignoring these students is not an option.
You know, we follow through on who we say we are and what our mission is.
MSU isn't alone. Colorado State University is also tapping private and institutional funds to help its DACA and undocumented students based on need. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And it's 73 degrees currently in Denver, 68 in Fort Collins, 70 in Pueblo with a high near 100 this afternoon. This is CPR News.